So, whenever you're ready.
Hi, this is Cindy Lee. You're listening to CITR. Shit.
No, that's great.
Wait, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on... Hi there, this is Cindy Lee. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR. Does that work?
Roll on thunder, shine on lightning. The days are long and the nights are frightening. Nothing matters anyway, and that's the hell of it. Winter comes and the winds blow colder. Well, some grow wiser, you just grew older. You never listened anyway, and that's the hell of it. Good for nothing, bad in bed. Nobody likes you and you're better off dead. Goodbye, goodbye. We've all come to say goodbye, 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 goodbye. Born defeated, died in vain. Super destructive, you were hooked on pain. And though your music lingers on, all of us are glad you're gone. If I could live my life half as worthlessly as you, I'm convinced that I'd wind up burning too. Love yourself as you love no other. Be no man's fool and be no man's brother. We're all born to die alone, you know that's the hell of it. Life's a game where they're bound to beat you, and time's a trick they can turn to cheat you. We only waste it anyway, and that's the hell of it. Good for nothing, bad in bed. Nobody likes you and you're better off dead. Goodbye, goodbye. We've all come to say goodbye, 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 goodbye. Born defeated, died in vain. Super destructive, you were hooked on pain. Though your music lingers on, well, all of us are glad you're gone.
Hello and welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And at the top, we heard Paul Williams from the soundtrack to Phantom of the Paradise, a very strange film from the 70s, directed by Brian De Palma. I think it was 1975. And that was the song The Hell of It, which is sort of a theme song for that movie. And I play that because it is a banger, but also because that film is a part of the Deckside Cinema series at the Polygon Gallery in North Vancouver. So just across the water from Vancouver, just next to Lonsdale Quay, is the Polygon Gallery, and they're doing an outdoor cinema series. And so they've had a bunch of cool films, and tonight, Phantom of the Paradise. And yeah, if you don't know it, it is a very strange story about the depravity of the music industry, and definitely worth a trip on the sea bus over there. On today's show, I'm going to have a preview of some shows happening this weekend. One that is very exciting and happy. The Softies are back with their first new album in something like 25 years. And more bittersweet, 648 Kingsway is going to be closing down. So that used to be The Toast, and it had a decade as The Toast. And then it was taken over as The Jam for a while. And then it was 648 Kingsway, and that era is coming to a close. So they're having their 648 People's Pride this weekend. It started last night, and it's a four-night series, and then they are calling it quits after Saturday, and that space is going to become a plumbing store. Sad but true. So I'll be previewing some of the bands playing that as well. Also have new music from... Who do I have new music from? Some new Caribou. I think I'm going to close with some new piano, which is also very exciting. They have a new album out for the first time in 19 years. All right, but let's start off with some... This is Lorelei. This is a side project of one of the... Nate from the band Water From Your Eyes, and I've been really enjoying this album, Box for Buddy, Box for Star. This is the song Two Legs. This is Lorelei.
He said, I remember every day. He said, my brother said, now boy, don't lose your head. But I catch him smile, my guy. When I laugh, he asks me why. I say, brother, I'm stuck up holding in the sky. Cause baby, if you said you wanted fire, I need to pick my stars. I wanna bring you light. And I all the pain I do, I keep those wings inside. My heart so full of love that I could fly. Oh my love, if you said you wanted 2 weeks, you know I'd give you nine, and they'd be yours and mine. Ain't nothing gonna make us cry. We will not cry, love. If it made life easy for you, I would say goodbye. And love, if you said you needed 2 legs, I'd give you mine. If you said you needed 2 legs, I'd give you mine.
That was the Softies from their new album, The Bed I Made. That was the song I Said What I Said, the opening single from that record, which will be released tomorrow at the Fox Cabaret with an excellent show featuring openers Lake and Adrian Teacher of Apollo Ghost. So we're going to hear from them in just a minute. But yeah, that'll be an amazing show tomorrow. Early show, 7 to 10 at the Fox. And congrats to the Softies on their new record. Before that, we heard Hoop from the Dream Split. That was the song Everyone Can Read My Mind. Before that, we heard San Francisco's Chris Cohen from his new album Paint a Room. That was the song Night or Day. And at the top, This is Lorelei. So like I mentioned, Softies are releasing their album tomorrow. It's going to be a really fun night. And Adrian Teacher is going to do a rare solo set for that. So I wanted to dig deep into the archives and find something a little more rare. So from his compilation, 25 Years of Tape, 1983 to 2008, this is a demo of the song that the Apollo Ghost played called Palm of My Hand. So here is Adrian Teacher. Here is the demo version of Palm of My Hand. Here we go.
There are certain places where I often feel afraid. Parties always scare me. I forget people's names. I try to think of something that would stimulate the room, like dancing with a broom after a beer or two. But I cannot approach you due to the fact that I have sweat in the palm of my hands. I have sweat in the palm of my hands. There are certain parties where you always feel alone. You cannot say a word without someone letting out a groan. People treat you like a book upon their plastic shelf. They keep it there for show, but they haven't actually read it. And I cannot approach them, because I have sand in the palm of my hand. I have sand in the palm of my hand. Falling, I keep on falling for your lies and the fact that I want you. I want you in the palm of my hand.
You know what time it is. What time is it?
It is time for Victory Square Block Party. This September 1st, prepare to see Lilacs and the Apocalypse, Ayanna Seymour, Scarlet Fever, Tough Cell, Attawolf, New Age Doom, and Sam O.T. coming at you this September 1st in Victory Square, CITR, me and you, be there. I won't even give you the option to be square. How about them apples? Victory Square Block Party time! Are you kidding me?
Pick up the phone, Lower Mainland.
This is Discorder Magazine calling.
And that means...
it's time to pick up your Discorder.
With recollections from Music Waste and interviews with your favorite local rising talent performing at 648 Kingsway and Redgate Art Society, Discorder Magazine is offering
Discorder.
The most intimate. Accessible input on the underground art scene across the Lower Mainland. For all the distribution locations, head to citr.ca/discorder/subscribe/.
Thank you for picking up Discorder Magazine.
That's quiet. Oh, there we go. Okay. that was the Bloggers from their album, big compilation called Maps of the Stars. And that was the song End of an Era. And I played that. Well, before that, we heard Lake from their most recent album, Round Delay, released April 2020. Tough time to release an album. That was the song She Plays One Chord. And at the top, we heard the demo version of Palm of My Hand by Adrian Teacher. I played End of the Era because 648 is closing up shop. So it's been around for, I think, 3 years. And before that, it was the Toast. And finally, that space is going dark. So they are closing things up with a big 4-day concert series called The People's Pride, and playing lots of bands that have played there a bunch. So really recommend checking out 648 Kingsway on Instagram and take a look. And if you're thinking of going, buy a ticket and show your support for that space. So we're going to start off with someone who's playing tonight, Hallelujah Halu. This is from the new album Eternally Yours. And this is the song Postal Code. Here we go. Here is Hallelujah Halo.
I finally got a pair of cowboy boots. I was blobbing now, back in my recession roots. I got a job that makes me cover all my cool tattoos. Ever since I moved closer to the mountainside, I haven't seen the rain, but the stars are clearer in the sky. This little town is slowly shrinking down to half the size. Maybe it's you, maybe it's me, maybe the truth just isn't that deep. If you ask me to stay, I'll lie through my teeth.
Well, On October 25th, 2023, the co-founders of the Drug User Liberation Front, Aris Nix and Jeremy Calicum, were arrested while the Dulf office and their homes were raided. On May 31st, 2024, Aris and Jeremy were charged with 3 counts of possession for the purpose of trafficking, leaving both Aris and Jeremy at risk for a maximum life sentence in prison or a minimum of 1 to 2 years in jail per charge. Dulf will pursue a constitutional challenge in response to the Crown's decision on top of defending their case, which will require at least $150,000. Compassion clubs like Dulf's and the safe supply that they provide saves lives. Come to the James Black Gallery on Saturday, August 24th from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. for a silent auction and fundraiser show in support of Dulf's legal fund, with performances from No Name, No Slogan, Hot Snack, Good Wife, and Worrywart, and a host of different silent auction prizes. This is sure to be a night that you won't forget. Tickets are $20 or pay what you can, and you can find out more by visiting the James Black Gallery's Instagram page, at the James Black Gallery. Safe supply now. Free Dulf.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Up the volume. Let's go.
Okay. All right. So that was the new Caribou single, which draws heavily from Mars's Pump Up the Volume. And that is just called Volume. So thank you, Caribou, for bringing that into the world. Very fun song. Before that, we heard Two Girls, One Daw with a similarly inspired remix of Chapel Roan's Good Luck Babe. So that was the 2G1 Chapel Roan Good Luck Babe remix by Two Girls, One Daw. And that is from their new mixtape. And they are also going to be playing as a part of the People's Pride at 648 Kingsway. So check that out. And I strongly encourage you to try and get down there and say goodbye to the old space one last time. All right. I have a special guest in the studio. Hello, Elise.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Do you want to put some headphones on or you're good? Yeah. It helps to like be able, oh, they're not plugged in. Don't worry about it. We'll get you a cord later. So you're interested in starting a show here at CITR and you've just started your training and you're kind of getting, figuring things out.
Yeah. Yeah. Just kind of getting a feel for the space and enjoying my training so far.
Excellent. And what, if you were to, like, what's your dream show? What's the kind of show that you're hoping to have?
Ooh, I think it would probably be something where I would just get to learn about what other people do. So, you know, I have a couple of friends who are authors, written poetry books, as well as I know a lot of very cool people in the biology department at UBC. And yeah, they have super cool stuff on marine biology that I want to learn more about.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, good luck with all your planning and training, and I can't wait to hear that show when it when you are ready to present it to the world.
Yeah, for sure.
So in addition to hanging out today, and we've been chatting about how the systems work here and all that stuff, you've brought in some music. So the first song that you brought in, how about you tell me about this and what made you want to play it?
Sure, yeah. So the first song I picked out was Age of Consent by New Order. New Order is just a band that, you know, I love them, and this song kind of makes its way onto every single one of my playlists. I saw them perform it live, which was pretty cool.
Whoa, where was that?
This was at Rogers Arena, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it was
pretty spectacular. That opening for Depeche Mode, or like playing with Depeche Mode? Or
Depeche Mode opened for them, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or I don't know if it was the other way around. They were doing a duo thing.
Co-headline. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, man, yeah. That must have been an amazing show.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
All right. So, yes, an early single from New Order. This is Age of Consent.
Please. conquistar, né, pois que esse trem começa a andar, andar, deixando pelo chão os ratos mortos na praça. Do mercado. Quero estar onde estão os sonhos desse hotel, muito além do céu. Nada a temer, nada a combinar, na hora de achar o meu lugar no trem e não sentir pavor dos ratos soltos na praça. Minha casa. Não precisa ir muito além dessa estrada. Os ratos não sabem morrer na calçada. É hora de você achar o trem e não sentir pavor dos ratos soltos na casa. Sua casa. Quero estar onde estão os sonhos desse hotel, muito além do céu. Nada a temer, nada a combinar, na hora de achar o meu lugar no trem e não sentir pavor dos ratos soltos na casa. Minha casa. Não precisa ir muito além dessa estrada. Os ratos não sabem morrer na calçada. Ah, é hora de você achar o trem e não sentir pavor dos ratos soltos na casa. Sua casa.
So that, what, tell me about that song. What song did we just hear?
So that was Trem de Doido. I might be absolutely butchering that. But that was a song I heard in a record store once. And it was so good that I just had to Shazam it and add it to my playlist.
Awesome. That's a great discovery.
Yeah.
Cool. And before that, we heard New Order with The Age of Consent.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much, Elise, for coming in. It was great chatting with you.
Me.
I'm really excited to see what you do here at CITR. Make sure to try to get out to the Softie show at the Fox tomorrow. Get out to 648 Kingsway. Yes in My Backyard is the Girls Rock Camp Fieldhouse show. It's happening this Saturday. And so Rainbow's End and Jody Glenham and one other person, is playing on Saturday afternoon. That's 2 to 5, so that'll be a good thing to do as well. Whatever you do, I hope you have a blast. Going to close out with some new piano. This is the first piano music to come out in like 19 years. They played Yimby Fest, Yes in My Backyard Fest, last year, and I assumed that it was just going to be all old songs, but in fact, it was a whole like a 10 new songs, which blew me away. And so they're now releasing that album of new music. So we're going to hear the song A Bit of Coquitlam. So this is featuring Nicholas Kurgovich and Kelarissa. And this is from the new record that's coming out September 17th called Ba Ba Ba. And they're going to be doing a release show with Veda Hilly on September 14th. There are just a handful of tickets left for that. It's at the Kulch. And so if you're interested, get to the Kulch website soon because it's going to sell out very soon. Thanks. Anything you want to add before we go?
Not much for me. Yeah.
You're good. Okay. Excellent. All right. Thanks for listening. Here is New Piano.
When I was young, watching the bottom fall out over and over, over and out now. Singing some song that I might have sung. What's going on? Is it time that's blotted out so much? Or is it me? It's not.